their own area. So the halacha is, as we know, the halacha is yeshikol lechem im lachov, then each one can go to Beis Din and to impose upon his shutif to participate in building a wall, kedeshu v'chaver v'shash mishtamish v'chelko, so each one will not see each, they will not see each other and encroach on each other's privacy. And even if it's been many years and they've lived like this and they haven't put up a mechitza, so then we can, anytime either member, either party, either neighbor wants, they can say, no, I want to have a mechitza. That's what the rush, that is what the rush is pointing out. The Rambam writes, V'yafilu omar ha'echad hechzakti kach v'loi kois v'atom achaltali. The Rambam quotes the Rosh, and even if they go to Beis Din, and one of the neighbors says, but you were meichel me, we've been like this, I have a chazaka to have a piece of land without the requirements of building a wall. V'atom achaltali, loi mahani. Then that time does not help. Ella im kain yesh einim shemachlu zela zel hezekviya. Shuv einan yuchel limchos. Unless they have einim, then they were moichel. Okay, that's the Ramah. That's the kitzur what the Ramah says. Now the Ramah has three parts to it, right? The first part of the Ramah of the rush. The rush has three parts. The first part of the rush is, why is there no, why do we not respect the taina of chazaka over here? The taina of the fact that you were quiet. That is an implicit mechila. Nope. Why don't we respect that?
Because there is no chazaka by
Isaac Rand. No, so why is there no chazaka?
The explanation of what your
mechila
was.
The Rosh says that silence is a simon that I was meichel. In this case, silence is not a simon. I was waiting. I was hoping that you would build the wall. I was hoping you would start the proceeding. I was hoping to claim. I was quiet because I wanted to claim that I was Merchel, whatever. I didn't have a reason why. So the silence is not a sin. Okay. So that's taina number two. The Rosh says that, and the next point the Rosh makes, he says, and don't compare it to a situation where Mechila works, the case of the window. Right? That's the next point. Next point the Rosh says is you can't compare it to the window case, because the window case is the guy could talk and be careful not to be mazik me. Over here it's not going to happen. The third point the Rosh makes is, and if we actually had mechila, an explicit mechila, so then a taka works. Okay? Now, when you look at point number one is a clear independent. Point number one is that silence is not a simon of mechila. Got it. Okay? I can explain away the silence. Point two and point three. So, point three says, mechila taka works over here. If you have Aiden that I was meichel, there's a discussion in the svarim is whether one requires a kinyan in this mechila. So that is the Nisa Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch discuss. That usually one requires a kinyan. Why isn't a kinyan required of here? We're not going to go to that right now. The Rosh doesn't discuss it. But once the Rosh says in point number three that mechila works as long as there was mechila b'fnei Eidim, So what's point number two, Sam? Point number two is don't compare it to the case of the window. The case of the window, it's reasonable that there would be a mechila. Because the case of the window, you're not walking by all the time, it happens from time to time, you'll be able to be shoylet on yourself not to look at the window, look at my backyard. But you can't be shoylet on yourself not to walk into the garden every single time you walk in and you're not looking. So what is the point of point number two? Where is he going with point number two? No?
I thought it was an additional point of another answer to why Mechila would not work in this situation.
Okay, now if Avram really meant what he said just now, so why would that not be a good shot in the rush? Alright, Avram said what you would say as you're reading through the Rosh. It sounds like when it comes to the window, I can be Marichal. Because I can trust how often you look at the window when you walk past it, when you're not going to look, and do it, fine. But I can't be Marichal that you're going to walk through every time you use the front door, you're not going to look at my side of the garden. I can't be Marichal. Then the Rosh says, but if I have Abe that was Marichal, Mechil is good. So now Avram, what's point number two?
Sevaod.
Was that?
Sevaod.
No, but what's Sevaod saying? What's the point of distinguishing between the window case? The window case, Mechila works. My chutz, the window doesn't. My chutz, Mechila.
Let's say you can't explain the silence as.
Oh, so in other words, it has to be, right? It's mukhrach to say. The Rosh concludes Mechila does work. And that's what the Rebbe Chanan and Rebbe Shimon and his Rebbe were discussed. So the Rosh does say Mechila works, right? But the Rosh, before he says Mechila works, he says, but you can't compare it to the window case. So because in the window case, there it's reasonable for me to say, I don't care in here, so it sounds like Mechila doesn't work. So Vaisachar is what Avram now saying is correct, that the second point of the Rosh is that there's no chazaka, that silence doesn't work over here. Because I can't assume, you didn't say anything. I cannot assume that your silence meant you were Michael, number one, because your silence may mean something altogether different, right? Number two is because the degree of mechila required over here, what I'm giving up over here, is so significant that I cannot assume that you're giving this up without a conversation. Right? Is that a correct shot? When it comes to the window, so I can assume you're willing to give something up without a conversation because it's not such a big deal. But a big deal, something that's going to impact your behavior all the time. So without a conversation, I cannot assume that there was real mechila over here. So that seems to be the second point. The echilish in of itself, that in evaluating a person's silence, the Rosh is too harsh. Number one is, you value a person's silence in context of whether this is the only way to interpret the silence. And number two, even if you'll say the silence means, should mean, that I'm machal, that if it's something that's very, very significant, so then silence is not a good enough symbol for that. Chiddush, all right? That's what the Rosh seems to be saying. Then the Rosh goes on to the big issue over here. The big issue is that I can be mochel. Now, when the Rosh explains that I can be mochel, he says, and don't compare it to crack susi. Right? So whenever your Rishon who says, and don't compare it, that means that there were other Rishonim who are saying, whoa. Maybe this is I have a kash against you, right? And then when we learn the Ramban, and the Ramban seems to say, there's no mechila over here. Surprisingly, I'm very surprised that the Beis Yosef does not quote this Ramban. It could be that Beis Yosef didn't have the Ramban. But I'm surprised. I didn't see the Nes Hakeilim Shulchan Aruch, I'm surprised. So the Ramban is quoted, the Ramban seems to be saying that Mechila does not work over here. And the Ramban's Loshen and Nun Tes. Is that Hezekiah, Imishum, whatever reason is for this wall, Hezekiah, Ayin Hara, Lashon Hara, Tznias, Mi Yedeya Kama Moti Leide Limchel. It is something that's so hard to quantify. It can't be Marchel. How do you know 3 years from now that what you're going to be doing, whether it bothers you or not? How do you know 3 years from now that you're not going to have another child or whatever, and you'll need to be outside Milan all the time? How do you know that a few years from now you're not going to have you're not going to want to do things outside? A person could say, you know, before Corona I didn't even have a backyard, right? So travel during the summer, during the winter, wants to be in the backyard. And then post Corona, so you need to have your backyard. So the Ramban saying it's not something that's shayach from mechila. Mechila means I know what I'm giving up. If I don't know what I'm giving up, that by definition is a mechila betos. Mechila, black box. I can't be mochel, I can't have das to give up something I don't know what I'm giving up. So the Ramban says, mi yedeya kama moti lelimchel. Va'oin, de'afilu mochel ha'nizik, kevin devadei osir hula mazik, Hezekiah be right, listakul beledas, and Odom Yochel Nizar Bachach, and then the Ramban says, and how can I be Moichel, your Hezek against me? Why? Because Osiloi, it's also for you to look at, and it's impossible that you'll be Shailit, but you're going to go with the blinders, you're going to go with blindfolds when you go into the backyard, when you go in the front yard. So al korchecha noima lecha stoim chaloin chaval tech de todir. So the Ramban says mechila is not shaykh. Right? Two reasons that mechila is not shaykh. One is it is not quantifiable. It's a black box. It by definition is a mechila betos. I just don't know what's going to be. Number two, the Ramban says that I can't be marchel. I can't tell you can do isurim. The Rosh says, I can't assume there was Mechila. But the last line of the Rosh is that Aval Pi, Aval Im, Yesh Edim, Shemachla, Ashot from Zelo Ze, Al Hezek Ria, Shom, and Yechodin Lachzer Behen. Aval Pi, and now he asks the Kasha, but Krak Susi, Veshaber kadi yochul lachzer boy miyischayev chaveri bezek achashachazer boy. Now you'll tell me one second when it comes to if I moichel, you're being mazik my jacket. Halacha, I can always be moichel. I can always be chayzer. I can always be chayzer. So what's the kashi's asking? I'm giving you my jacket, and I'm telling you I'll give you my jacket, I'll give you my apron, whatever, and I'm giving you my talus, right? You get to have the covet of being sandik, and I'm giving you, and then you say, well, what about if the mail gets some blood on the talus? I'm Michael. Okay, so give me Michael. Now, what about you? What about Sandakos 3 years down the road? I was mochel 3 years ago. There's me a mochel now. I can retract my mechila. But he gave me the talus, he gave it over to me, and he said, that you're mochel my mazikin. So halacha is, I can always retract that mechila. Right?
How could you be mochel in the first place?
So why can't I be mochel in the first place? What's the Rosh is asking himself? The Rosh is only asking that mechila should always be retractable. So now we're sitting in Beis Din, right? And you're saying you were moichel and you did in front of Edim. So I say, look, the Rosh says that once it's a big deal to be moichel, but you can't be moichel. Rav Banzi can't be moichel. But Rosh Hashanah, you can be Meichel. So then I was, what do you mean? I was Meichel 5 years ago, and now I retract my Mechila? Yeah, I was Meichel. I was Meichel with Eidah. And 5 years, you have to build a wall? No, I'm stopping Meichel. So the Rosh Hashanah, no, no. Once I was Meichel, Mechila is a sand. Right? So there are two chidushim in the Rosh, so we have to figure out. One is that the Rosh is arguing with the Ramban that there's a machlekes rishonim whether privacy is nitan. I'm using a vague term of privacy because we haven't done the sugya yet to analyze what privacy means. But privacy is privacy nitan to l'mechila. The Rosh says yes, the Ramban says no. What's the machlekes? What are they arguing about? That's one issue. Ramban argues privacy is not nitin lamchila because privacy is something that I cannot quantify. So by definition, it's a mechila v'tos. I don't know how much is going to bother me down the road. And then the Rosh says, I can't be mechil privacy because I can't be mechil you doing isurim. No, what's the Rosh going to answer? And then the Rosh says, I do recognize one kasha you're going to ask against me. You're going to ask against me a kasha that mechila for hezek is always retractable. So in this particular din Torah, the Rosh is addressing. He's addressing the specific shayla, right? I claim you're a moichel, and you want me to build a wall, you're a moichel. So the last few years, I have the money that I would have put aside for a wall. I didn't put it aside. I did something else with it. I was saving up money for the wall, right? Because I thought I'd have to build. Then you were my chumi. So I took all that money and I bought the hedges. I put all that money and I decorated. I bought lights, whatever it is. So now you can ask me to build the wall. You're my chumi. So the Rosh says, why isn't it I was Michael as long as I was Michael? Like Trak Susi. Right? So the Rosh says it's different. Shani Hacha, the Tvias Moment Yesh Bnei, and Shinaz Chaim Kulecha Lachavir Lesai Mevinyan Kaiso. Over here it's different because there's a Tvias Moment that I was Michael. You have a claim against me. Having Kimboshin is Chaim Leimono Mochel, it's like you were Chayiv to give me $100 and I was Michael. No, so once I was Michael, you have $100. But when it comes to, I gave you my jacket, and L'chayr, if you return to me your ripped jacket, you have to pay, have to buy a new jacket. So I was Michael. So now, why don't we say the same thing? You would have been obligated to give me a jacket, either the same jacket or a jacket that's worth the same. So now I'm saying, look, I'm Michael on the $100 jacket. So there the halacha is, no, I was Michael, I can retract my Michael. So how are we distinguishing? Now it's again, just to crystallize what we're saying. The Rosh has a specific case where two neighbors have been living for some time together, and the guy wakes up in the morning, he read one of these self-help books, and it says, big fences make good neighbors. He says, oh, what a wisdom. Okay, and I never thought of this before. Never heard of this before, okay? I want to build a wall. I guess, what's going on over here? We've been here for 15 years, had machlekes, our kids play together all the time. You start moving around all the swings and move around the trampoline. What's the big hack? Let's leave things the way they were 15 years. No. Okay. They go to, so now the Rosh says, halacha l'maisa, the guy can ask for the wall. Okay? So the first point the Rosh says, he can't say muhsuk. He can't say silence. Okay. Got it. Second point he says is that another reason you can't say silence works, because it's a very big deal to give up in privacy. Got it. Okay? Chiddush? Got it. But then the Rosh says, but if I come to Beis and I say, we discussed this. When we moved in, we discussed it. And he said to me, we had friends around. It was the Chanukah Sabayas. And in front of the Chanukah's advice, in the middle of his rush, he said, we are such gemaldic friends, we're not building a wall between us. Nope. So I have it on the prize find the video of the Chanukah's advice. He was Moichel. So the Rosh says, and I'm a chalik, it's Rosh Ramban. Can he be, not only, was the Mechila valid, and that he can't retract the Mechila. So the Rosh says the Mechila was valid, and he can't retract it. The Ramban is a good taina, it was a Mechila betos, he didn't know what he was getting into, he didn't, hadn't heard of this idea that high fences make good neighbors, all right? Number two, the guy is doing it, has a Griya. And then number three, the Rosh does say something we don't understand. The Rosh says that I can't retract it because it's not like Kraksusi. Why is it like Kraksusi? Why can't I retract it? I don't want to retract it. Because I have Tzvias moment over here. But also have Tzvias moment. So that's what you have to understand. I mean, Paskin this Rosh. So you have to understand the difference. Okay, Simon, go ahead. You have to unmute yourself.
Maybe Rabbi has to turn up the volume.
I have to turn up the volume. Okay. Okay, you're up to 100.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. Wasn't the Ramban talking about the case of a halon? And therefore that would make the Rosh even more of a chiddush? So the Ramban is saying that even in the case of the halon, where it isn't really like you can avoid looking into
the what you're saying is accurate, but doesn't if we're saying it's accurate, given that we haven't gotten to the sugi yet, but it doesn't help us understand the Rosh.
Well, in the sense that the Rosh is in the Rashba, he quotes basically he calls it like a machlokas of the Rishonim. Between the riff and the rimigash.
Okay,
in
it doesn't help us. Yeah. We're saying it's correct, but we're not ready to get into all the details right now because we haven't learned the sugya. But it doesn't help us understand the Rosh and the machlokes over here. Okay, so how do I understand what they're arguing about? What Ariel?
Is there room to say that maybe the Ramban isn't saying that you can't be mochel at all? It's saying technically you can be mochel, but we put safeguards in place because overriding you because you don't have because you don't know what you're going to be in 3 years. So we don't. Meaning, there's nothing because otherwise you have a question on the Rush. I mean, how could the Rush allow you to do a mechila where you don't have like the? I mean, the Ramban would say you don't have the mental foresight to be able to do that mechila.
So even if take the Ramban out of the picture. The kasha is still a good kasha. You don't. How can you be meichel that?
Right.
Ramban didn't say it. You and I say it. How can you be meichel something that you don't? Krak susi. There's a limited. I know what I mean. Meichel, maximum. But the kasha is a good kasha. No, in and of itself, without the Ramban, right? Can a person waive a right that is not quantifiable? No. So that's the lachara not. I don't know what we're having das for.
The question is made stronger by the fact that the Ramban specifically says, like, yeah, you can't do
right.
This in Mechila.
Yeah, correct. But the Hor is a good Hor. No, Ephraim.
Seemingly, the Mechila that we're dealing here, or maybe Mechila in general, is very weak. And since it's very weak, there's a Mechokas, the Rosh Ramban, is that Mechila Ma'akeber, is it not Ma'akeber? Are you allowed to do it or not? Rosh seemingly says yes. And but you could retract if it's very weak. Versus the Ramban says you don't, you shouldn't be doing it in the first place if it's very weak. When does it become an akiv? When we go into the basin, it becomes akiv. When basin comes and puts it into play, and they say, listen, in this case we have you know what you're getting into because we're saying it in front of court, and in that case you know what you're getting into versus you just saying trying to be like that nice guy. It's like okay, yeah, it's fine. So it's a different type of mechila once you bring it up into a basin type of level.
The in this particular case is there's substance what you're saying because there is an Easter and there's a Momenistin, but when a push comes to shove, so the question the validity of the Mechilu will be tested in a basin. Right? So now, push comes to shove, is the mechila valid or not? Right? You're saying, should he obey the mechila? Should, if a person comes for advice, lechachila, what would you tell him to do? Okay, but if I want to know whether the mechila stands, or I'll give you a better way of looking at it. One of the shulchan wants to sell his property, right? So I buy the property. He said, yeah, well, what am I getting into when I bought this property? Am I getting into? He said, you know what? There's a special, I think in English you call it an easement. There's a special deal. This property, they'll never have to build a wall on it. Okay? Givaldi. So now I already have, the property is more valuable to me. Or maybe less valuable, right? It could be the rent. It could be that guy who says, I have to tell you something. This wall comes with the Tanai that you can never ask a neighbor to build a wall. So maybe it's worth less. Maybe it depends who's selling it. You're always going to have to build a wall on your property. You will not be able to get him to contribute to the wall. So initially, see, you might be right, weak mechila, not mechila, give it, not give it, good, bad, but lemaisa, is mechila valid or not? So the Ramban would say the mechila is not valid. He could never make such a mechila. And the Rosh says, no, mechila is valid. The Rosh says the mechila is valid and can never be retracted. So now kasha number one, take the Ramban out of the picture now. Kasha number one is it shaykh to make a mechila for all sorts of situations, you don't know what they are. Number two, is it shaykh I'm moichel and that will allow you to do something which is osur? I can be moichel, I have privacy. I cannot be moichel tzniyas. I can't be moichel that you will be overreaching in terms of what you're supposed to be looking at. Right? So why is the mechila valid? Next kasha, the Rosh's own kasha. Why is it in the Krak Susi?
The
Ramban has a similar kasha. He says, can't be mechila hezek. It's a little bit different.
The Ramban altogether, how are you mocha on Krak Susi? Isn't that the question on the...
Could that be Kashna Ramban? We can discuss it.
What other question is there on the Ramban?
The Ramban... Even though the Ramban's not quoted, the Ramban is... It's a stronger position. All right? But even without the Ramban, the Chor have to understand the... No, so what's Hezbar Advarim? How do you understand the Rosh? What does the Rosh say in the end? The Rosh says, "Shani hochan de tviyas moman yesh b'neiim shenischav kulechol lechaveroi." So, how does the Rosh answer, defend his position, and allow mechila to function as long as it's done in front of Adam? Go ahead.
Because it's not being mochel hezek or hezek, you're being mochel your responsibility, or
what does
other
mean?
Other should just be mochel your responsibility.
What does it mean to be mochel responsibility? What does that mean? The Rosh says, the Rosh says tzvias moment. What is tzvias moment?
That's what he's saying. It's kind of like as if when you get into the shutfus with the other person, it's as if both of you guys kind of have this like suspended in midair chiyuv to pay for half of the wall and to use your amount of property for half of the wall. And when the person is essentially explicitly in front of Edim Mochel, it's as if saying to the other guy, that three tefachim that you would have had to build and the three tefachim worth of wall that you would have had to contribute, you can keep that now. You don't have any chiv to help me build this wall that I want. It's as
so
if
what's
that money
the, so what do we gain by saying this? Ari was saying that it's a responsibility. Chaim saying it's a monetary responsibility. What do we gain by saying that? What's the...
We're comparing it to a case where, let's say, for example, somebody owes someone $5 and they say, you know what?
So now let's go back to the kasha. The first kasha is it's a black box mechila. So what's he saying?
That it's a tangible mechila.
It's not a black box. Yeah, it's not a black box mechila. It's true that I don't know what kind of how meaningful my privacy will be down the road. But what we're discussing right now is not privacy, it's not the rights to property. We're discussing right now is that once we moved into this property, so now you have a monetary obligation to participate in the wall. Right? Lu Yitzuyer, I was building a wall on my property. And you would say, blocking the view. We agreed to no wall. You wouldn't have even the Rosh would say, no tain of achlal. You have no right to come to Beis and stop me from building a wall on my property. But I want to force you to give up 2 amos of your property. I want to force you to pay that you can be marchal. The Rosh is saying, it's a very, very defined mechila over here. The mechila is on the monetary obligation to contribute to the wall. The mechila is on giving up 2 amos. That's all that's happening over here. And that's what the Rosh says, that since once the Mishnah defines it as a very specific monetary obligation, so then it's shaykh to have mechila. And then the Rosh says, and that's why it is a mechila, which is a mechila gemura, and cannot be retracted. When it comes to krak susi, so I'm giving you the right to rip my property, and I will not bring you to court for ripping my property. So that's fluid. I'm not being mocking anything to you. If I'd be mocking my jacket, I couldn't take it back. But I'm saying it's my jacket, and I am promising that I will not bring you to court if you rip my jacket. I can always retract and say, take back my promise. Because I'm not giving you any monetary another muscle. When I lend you my jacket and say you can rip it by the kosel, you cannot give this jacket to somebody else and then you can rip this by the kosel. I gave you the right to use my jacket to rip it. I did not gift you a jacket that you can shred into pieces now. So there's no monetary, you cannot sell it, you can't transfer the right. Mashena Cain, if I tell my neighbor that I am being, according to Rosh, that I am being moichel, according to Rosh, when I sell this property, I can say this property, when you see that I'm giving you 24 feet, it's a full 24 feet. The neighbor will never come and say, 2 feet belong to me for a wall. He was moichel that. So that is something which I can sell. So that's what the Rosh is saying. Here, it's quantifiable, and there's a tzvius mamon, and it's part of your asset, part of your kinyan. What will the Ramban answer to that? The Rosh is good. No,
that's the Shurshim. I would say that's the Shurshim machlokas between the Rosh and the Ramban.
The what?
That the Ramban saying that when you are mochel, you're not being mochel on this tangible land and wall, rather you're attempting to be mochel on something that's intangible, which is the privacy of some of the, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what Ramban's going to say, and then the Rosh would say no. So the Shorsh Machlokas between them is that when you are mochel in a case of shutfus in a chatzer, what are you attempting to be mochel on? So the Rosh is saying that you're being mochel on something tangible, on land and money, and the Ramban is saying you're attempting to be mochel on your privacy, but that's not something you can be mochel on, so it wouldn't work.
So may I say this? If the two neighbors are explicit, and they spell it out, Rochel Bitchaktana, right? I am being mochel my right to ask you to build a wall. Right? If we're going to build a wall in the future, it'll be in my property and I take responsibility. Would the Ramban agree that mechila works? And is there a machlekes over here? If we'd be explicit, that the mechila is about a tzvius moment. Is there a machlokes? Are we just zoning in on? No. What would you say, Simon?
The Ramban would still say the
Isser,
like the Isser is still a problem. Maybe
the Isser
is
tachlis. Okay, so that's the way that the Rav Chanan formulates it. Look at Rav Chanan's lashon. Kosav erosh, the mehenya mechila lepoitu milasius koso. The chayv mamin yeshul salik hezik v'yasei. So the rosh nechlo gavishena v'tama. The rosh says that there is a machlokes rishonim because there really is a machlokes in how mechila works. In other words, the Rav Chanan understood that the rush, that this chiddush of the rush, even with our understanding of the rush, right? And we explained the rush. What did we add to understanding the rush? We added that point number one is silence. Point number two is also about silence. Point number three is that if I can translate some right into a defined amount of money, then it's nitan lemechila. Right? Now, that nakuda, that if I can translate a right, I can translate a concept of privacy into a defined manner, then it becomes open for mechila. So Rav Chanan says that he thinks that would be subject to the machlekes Ramban and Rosh. Right? Why? Because when the Ramban says, but this is based on an Iser, there's an Iser of istaklus, there's an Iser of invading somebody's privacy. So, it's true. And now we go to Beis Din. So, the Ramban says, let's play this out in Beis Din. We were in front of Beis Din, and I claim you were Moichel. And I claim that you were Moichel, your taina to ask me to build a wall. And I claim you were Moichel, your taina that I had to give you two amis to build a wall. So, the Ramban would say, hold on over here. The Ramban would say, I have to build the wall because otherwise I'm being mazik you. So you can't, right? Again, I would claim my mechila is not valid. Because you have an obligation to make sure that you don't look into my property. So, I can be moichel that if my mechila is of no value over here. Your obligation not to invade is not an obligation towards me that I can be moichel. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Chazal said, you can't invade my privacy. You have an obligation to build a wall. Elamai. Because we're shutfim, so I am doing you a favor, I'm going to allow the wall to be partially, because we have a mutual obligation, so I'm going to allow, so we become shutfim. But I don't have the ability to be moichel you on taking care of your obligation, not to look into, so maybe you should build it on your property? No, since we're shutfim, and I have to not look at your property, look at my property. So we might as well share in building the wall and each give up half. But how can I be moichel over here? So the Rosh says, I'm being moichel on the monetary obligation you have towards me. And the Ramban says, fine. But there is an overarching obligation that everybody has not to be mazik. So if it's going to be a window where you're now imposing the Ramban, because Simon said it's not really correct to say this in the Ramban, but we're suggesting in abstract in the Rosh, that when it comes to the window, so then I can say, you know what? The Easter is not so present. Because you can walk by the window and close your eyes. Okay. But when it comes to my front yard, the Easter is there. You're not going to, it's impossible. So if the Easter is there, the Chiyuv is there. So what does it mean? I was moichel. No, Akiva.
The first Gemara seems to say that within the case of the Sada and the vineyard, that you can basically, you can, someone agrees to you can't trust the person to take care of the fence so that the Isker doesn't happen. I assume there's still an issue for the Baal Sada. If the Baal Sada were to do fine, it'd still be his own Isker, and he's so much on the Baal Hakaram. Since the Baal Hakaram agreed that he would build the wall, he was the one who was higher than not.
Oh, I'm gonna bunt a little bit on that till after Yom Tov, but just so you shouldn't lose sleep over Yom Tov, over there he agreed to build the wall.
Right.
Over here, they're saying they agreed not to build anything at all. Was that? I'm sorry.
No, I thought you were talking about the case of like the person who was putting it on his own property.
Right, so Nechanavi. So I would agree with you, Akiva, on that score. Right. In other words, let's say Akiva is saying in a situation where one side agreed to build the wall on his own property, maybe then the Ramban would agree that then that's a valid. We made a valid understanding between the two. Right. I'm Moichel. Right. That's Akiva's an interesting point. If I build the wall on my property, so then maybe everybody would agree that mechila is good. Right? Because then I can come back and say, according to Rosh is for sure good. According to Ramban, I'll have to learn a little bit more to see. But Lacharik, he was saying, is correct. Because then it's in the context of there's no Easter happening over here. Okay, I'm a Kabbal. Yeah. But in the event where we have accepted the advice not to build a wall, Bechlal, right? So in that case, l'chayra, in the way that which Simon is saying is correct, we may be imposing some of the Rambani, as we say, but in terms of the concept. And that's what Rabbi Chanan was a Talmud Rav Shimon. And then then Rabbi Chanan switched allegiances and became a Talmud of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim and Reb Shim, in terms of the broader Litvish world, were very, very close to each other. But in terms of within the Litvish world, they were at, the Talmidim were argued with each other in principle, in terms of how to embrace a sugya. This is a pretty good example of where the mahalchim differ. We'll be able to see why in a moment. Reb Chaim's mahalach was always very, very based on arguments you find in the Gemara, and Reb Shimon's mahalach was based on logical approaches that made sense. So that's why they were very. Again, within the broader world of the Lumdus, so they were very, very close to each other because they both established the conceptual approaches to the sugya. But within the Litta, they were very far from each other in terms of how to analyze the sugya. And Rav Chanan, so he was a Talmid Reb Shimon. And a lot of his Torah, he said, is based in Reb Shimon. But at some point, he became a Talmud Reb Chaim. And he very often quotes, and it's interesting, in this particular case, it's clear that Reb Chanan is discussing, I can't say he heard the Shir Reb Shimon, but the closeness of ideas between Reb Shimon and Reb Chanan is very, very striking. So, L'chayra, so here's the nekuda. Here's the machleg. You have to understand a little bit deeper. So machleg, as we understand it right now, is I have a monetary obligation that is based on a, call it a religious obligation, call it a moral obligation, right? Call it as a mechuyev. I have a monetary obligation that's based on a chiyuv. that I have to take care of. So can my neighbor be so my neighbor is moichel, the monetary obligation that is based on a halachic obligation. Is that mechila valid? So the Rosh says I can divorce the monetary obligation from the halacha. Halacha has to have a wall. Okay, that translates into me being obligated to contribute to the wall. Right? It translates into me being obligated to give up some of my property. Now you say, I'm willing to be meichel on this monetary obligation. You can never take me to court and make a tvius moment against me. So the Rosh says, he can be meichel, why not? And the Ramban says, how can you be meichel on a, I'm saying, so I was meichel. I made the drush in Chanukah Sabayis. It's on record. I said, fine, good. But you have an obligation to Hezekiah to build a wall. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, I have to build a wall because my neighbor made a drush in the Chanukah Sabayis. He's not building walls. But you were, every time you walked into your garden, you were looking at the, what's going on next door. He couldn't function normally, right? So what do you mean? That he was meichel. No, what's the Ezra Adar? So what are they arguing about? What's the Nekudas of Machlokes? No, go ahead.
I don't understand the rush now, because the Raman linking the Isser here actually makes a lot of sense, considering the whole Takana in the Mishnah is committing a Medina is because it's, I mean, at least the way we saw it with the Rabbanan is that it's linked to an Isser. Okay, we have an Isser of Hezekiah, and that's why the Rabbanan can force you to follow a certain minhag.
Yeah.
So here also, there's a certain Isser here involved. How could the Rabbanan could basically force you to not? You can't be mochel. We could force you to build a wall.
Yeah. So
because of the Isser.
Yeah.
So for the rush, why are you able to be mochel that chil? I mean, the tachana.
Okay. Good. That's what I'm asking. Yeah. Good. Right.
Maybe the Nekudas of Mechudas. I know we're not trying to get into right now, but. But
is Hezekiah the Isra on the music of the Masa? Is the Hezekiah, when it comes to Shudan, the Hezekiah is on both? No? Over here, both are. I don't think you have to get into that right now.
Meaning maybe the reason why the Rush doesn't seemingly think that it's a whole. That the Isra is involved over here is because he didn't think the Isra. It's on the
Mazik
to
Disney. If Ram is saying it could be that that he holds that Hezek Ria is not Easter, it's not a Hezek, it's a tedious moment from beginning to end. Okay, so again, we're jumping a little bit ahead of ourselves, but the reason why I would say that that's not going to play itself out over here is because. Because the tour begins Kufnan Zion by saying Hilchasa Hezek Rishmei Hezek, and the tour quotes the Rush, right? And he quotes the Rush. So what you're saying is a possibility, but look, at the end of the day, we're going to have to explain why the tour takes the position that it's Osir and it can still be Baruchel on the Tzvi as well. All right, good.
Could be that the Ramban doesn't. He can't divorce the Mamut from the Hezek because. He sees it as a continuous hezek, like maybe be mocha one moment. I think Rosh Hashanah mentions it, how it's like a rebel chanan, how it's always renewing itself, the hezek. So you
that's
can't divorce it to
him. Right. So that's so you're right. Both Reb Shimon and later on Reb Chanan say that lechayra mechila should not work when it comes to yisurim because. I can only be meichel as of 1:17 on was it today? Ches Tishrei, Zayin Tishrei, right? But now at 1:20, there's a new Easter of Hezek, so I can't. I can only be meichel that which is accrued until now. Okay, I'm not sure that does that make the kasha more powerful than is an Easter Klav Yishmaya. And yeah, then the Rosh says, I'm just letting off the monetary hezek. So the Rav Chanan says the following. Rav Chanan says, it really depends on how you understand the mechanics of mechila. What is the significance of me, when you walk into Beis Din, and you say, he waived his obligation. He gave up his obligation. What am I claiming? This is what Rome was saying. I'm in Beis Din, and Beis Din is saying, you have an obligation to take care of the privacy of here. So then, whoa, my neighbor waived my obligation, right? What does that mean? He waived, so the Rosh would say, he waived your monetary obligation. Fine? Okay, so we're not going to take it to small claims court. Okay? But now we are Rabbanim who are worried about the privacy of all our constituents. Now we're Rabbanim, we're Kofel on mitzvahs. Right? So we change hats right now. Okay, now what do you have to say? So the Rosh says, the Rav Chanan says, how does mechila work in any case? Let's take this an easier case. I lent you $1,000, and then I was meichel, right? And then a year later, I realized I really need $1,000, so I bring you to Beis Din, right? And the guy says, "Kavod Rav Moisai, it's true. I borrowed the money, and if I had the money, I'd give it back to him." He was meichel the money, right? So the rabbanon say, "So what would the rabbi say then?" They would say, and everybody agrees, "I was meichel the money. I was meichel the money. That was last year, but now what? But I want it." So with l'chayr, the rabbis would respect the mechila, correct? Right. So what if I said, "But he has a moral obligation to pay me that money." Right, so you can be merchel. So I can be merchel money, but isn't there a moral obligation? So what would the Beis Din say? What happened to the moral obligation to pay back?
It's not his money anymore.
What's that?
It's not his money anymore. It's not that guy. That originally it's that guy's money that he loaned to you, and once he's merchel, it's now your money. So just because he comes back and claims I want the money back,
yeah,
he has no rights to the money anymore.
So he has a tain against me, right? When I borrow money from Shimon has a tain against me. Shimon has a lien against me, right? Shimon can take me to the court and say, "I like the jacket." He wants the jacket back, right? He wants the jacket. He has a lien against anything which I. Assuming there's a star, he's a lien against. He's a shibra guf. Now, when I am moichel. So what am I moichel now? So Chaim is saying, 100% mechila with lawyers, kinyanim, everything. Gavaldik mechila. Mamash has a gold-plated star of mechila. What does that mean?
Maybe that could be the machlokas, is that when you borrow money from someone, you have a chiv to pay them back.
Yeah.
So maybe according to the Ramban, when you're mochel on the money, you're mochel on both the actual the money itself, and you're also mochel on the chiv the guy has to give it back. But let's say you were working with the world of the Rush, he would say that you're mochel on the money, but the chiv, it's not that you're mochel on the chiv, it's just that now because you're mochel on the money, the chiyuv doesn't exist anymore. So comparing it to our case, according to the Rush, it would be fine because you're mochel on the money, so now the isser that's going on, has agreed, it doesn't really exist anymore so much, as opposed to with the Ramban, where he would say that you might have been mochel on the money, but you can't be mochel on the isser, on the chiyuv to put up a wall, on the chiyuv not to look into your friend's property. Why what?
So if I can't be moichel, so then why shouldn't I be able to bring it to the basin for the wall? What do you say, Arya?
Do we say that you can make a comparison to the concept of like chutra versus dechuya? How like is the when you're moichel, are you saying that this debt never existed? where you have something, the debt's existing, but you have something like covering it up that you don't have that immediate responsibility. Like in the case of the clothing, for example.
Yeah.
That's more of, you're giving him a shush. So, I guess technically, like a responsibility to pay back is there. It's still in existence. But you're giving him a shush, so like this temporary shush that he's able at that moment to rip the clothing, but then he's able to retract it. So therefore, if he rips it again afterwards, that chiyuv to pay is still there. But you could look at it also in other cases, like in the case of the field. I don't know how I would apply to the field exactly, but like you could say maybe in the case of the field, once you're mochel, that it's like once that money's gone, it's gone forever. There's no, it never existed anymore.
So let's say the Rav Chanan says the following. Rav Chanan says that there is a machlekes as to how amongst the Rishonim as to how to view the significance of mechila. So he says one way of looking at mechila is ke'ilu is kabalti. When I say I'm moichel, right? I lent you $1,000, and you owe me $1,000, right? And I say I'm moichel. What am I saying? I'm moichel. Am I saying, Rabboisai, I received $1,000? Ke'ilu is kabalti. I'm done. Or am I saying, I have no interest, I'm giving you my word, I'm not going to pursue this loan anymore. I'm giving you my word, I will not take you to Beis and ask for it back. So from now, you can spend the money. Because we had an understanding that I'm going to give you $1,000 and it's conditional. It's conditional on me getting the money back. I'm now releasing you from that condition. Right? I'm releasing you from your obligation. Or am I saying, no, you have fulfilled your obligation. Right? One of the Rajbo says that the reason why mechila works is because what's the alternative? If I'm not moichel, you give me $1,000, I give it back to you. Right? If I want to be moichel, you. So I can make an announcement and say I'm moichel you, or I can say, you know what? When you give me the money back, I'll give the money back to you. It's called afuche matarta. So why should we go through the machination of you giving me $1,000, giving me back to you? I got it already. Ke'ilu, I got to give me back to you. So the L'chara, Mokhan is saying the following. L'chara, I think it's in Hansan Mokhan. He's saying that the Rosh is saying that Mechila works over here because Mechila in general is Ke'ilu is Kabalti. He's saying, it's Ke'ilu, I already received your monetary obligation to build the wall. It's done, I have it already. Now you bring me to court, if he has a shtar, I've ate him. Adam said, I did it already, I took care of it already. I'm not trying to get out of any chiyuv over. I took care of the chiyuv already, right? It's not so much different from Akiva's example before. I took care of it. I built the wall of it. You don't see a wall. I gave you the money to build the wall. There was no money. You said I received the money. You said, Kiel's Kavalti. So instead of me giving the money and you giving back to me, we said, done. So when I say that I have an obligation to take care of Hezekiah, I did it already. There was no money. You said, Kiel's Kavalti. So it's a done deal. Or is Mechila saying, I gave you $1,000. And the understanding was, you're going to return the $1,000 to me. And I'm saying, I'm releasing you of that obligation. If that's the case, so I can release you of a monetary obligation. I cannot release you of an obligation to provide privacy. So Rav Chanan says, that's really the core issue between the Rabban, the alleged Rabban, and between the two Shitas over here. It's a deeper issue into how do we understand the process of relinquishing, the process of waiving. What is the person saying when he says, I'm waiving the rights? What's he saying when I'm being moichel? He's saying, Ke'ilu is kabalti, Are we saying that I have a certain right to make a certain request, and I'm telling you I'm not going to make that request anymore? Right? So practically speaking, it doesn't matter, right? I owe you $1,000, you're marshal. So I can take the $1,000 and tell me also. I don't have to worry, I don't have this cloud over my head, right? Practically the same thing. It only becomes an issue, you only get to analyze the nekuda when there is another obligation which is promoting the monetary obligation. There's an Iser Hezek. So I cannot relinquish you of your obligation of Hezek. And if you understand Mechila as relinquishing, as me relinquishing you from your rights, so I can do that if your rights are entirely, I'm a Baal HaBos of those rights. But I'm not a Baal HaBos. Krak Susi, I'm a Baal HaBos to say that when you have my jacket, I will not make a Tvius moment of Hezek. Right? But I can turn around and say, I decided to retract my relinquishing. On the other hand, if the Mechila works, because I'm saying, like, Hafuchet Matarta, all right, so give me the money, give it back to you. And we seem to have got it already. So then, if it's Kilus Kabalti, then you've taken care of your obligations altogether. You've taken your obligation of Hezek Riyah. You have to make sure you don't invade my privacy. But the monetary obligation will be taken care of. The Rosh even goes deeper now, because the Rosh says, by Krak Susi, so in that particular aspect, there, that particular case of Mechila, I'm not saying Kilus Kabalti. Right? The Rosh is saying, in the case of Krak Susi, I'm not saying that it's as if I have the jacket back and it's fully... No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I want the jacket back, and it's a huge stain in the jacket. Then I will say then, Kilus Kabalti. Then I will relinquish, right? So therefore, that's why the Rosh said you can't compare it to Krak Susi. Because this particular Mechila is a Kilus Kabalti Mechila. We have a chance, the Kovitz Shurim, the Rav Chanan also, Rav Shimon also, Rav Shimon raises the question, what about, he has a very thing about Mechilas Ksuva. And what happens if a woman says to her husband, you know what, we've married 20 years, looks like things are going good for the next 100, I'm going to be Mechil you from the Ksuva. Okay? And then things that were so well afterward, 20 years later, they want to get a divorce, and she says, Ksuva. He says, Ksuva, you met Michael 20 years ago. So the Rav Chanan raises the question, there is a halacha that a couple needs to have a Ksuva. Right? Also a durable Ksuva. So the Yochanan says, in that particular case, do we say that the Mechila really wasn't a good Mechila? Because he had an obligation always to maintain an obligation of Ksuva. So she can she be Mochel Tzvius Mamon, and he has an obligation. He says, it could be dependent on this Rosh Ramban, it could be. It's a playful idea. Good, go ahead.
So according to the Russian case of Krasnitsky, is he saying that it seems